64-bit legends. 64-bit legends. Welcome.
Legend of the game like GoldenEye, I'm more than right. Yeah. The perfect dark is dreams that seem to come to light. 64-bit, the shit, it's as real as it gets. We can talk sports, games, and music, take your pick. Pick. With the news, pull up and crack a brew. Smoke one with the crew, tune in and take a view.
Watch.
We here to raise the bar from the lowest mark. Sit your ass down and listen, it's time for the show to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? I said, are you ready for another episode of the 64-Bit Legends? I am Bobby Caboose. As always, looking for that hot tag is Melvin Troy.
Tagging in, buddy. Like Penguin Freeze Tag. Remember that game?
Penguin Freeze Tag?
You never played that?
Penguin Freeze Tag.
You never played that game?
No. I played Freeze Tag, but not, what's the difference between Freeze Tag and Penguin Freeze Tag?
This one involves penguins, as the name implies.
Where do you... You can't just find a penguin.
Well, no, it's a board game.
Oh!
So it takes place in the Arctic, and you play as a penguin, right?
Okay.
And you have to get through the board. I think there's a finish line somewhere, something like that. But the thing is you get... If you land on a spot where another penguin's at, they freeze. You freeze tag them. So you put like a little, like you have a little penguin figurine, and then you have like this little clear box of ice that goes right on top, and they have to like sit out for like a turn or two.
All
right,
this game sounds fucking dumb as fuck.
Dude, it was dope.
But I also have a game dumb as fuck with penguins at my house called Polar Dare.
I don't know, it's fucking terrible.
Like, I guess we liked it as kids, but we tried to play it like more recently. We're like, this game is fucking stupid. It's you just take the penguins and you have to like go across the ice slides across the board, and then there's a polar bear that you can roll a dice and try to attack other penguins.
That one sounds more complicated. This one was just freeze tag.
Well, yeah, but
penguins.
Both of them sound like they fucking suck.
Wait a minute. This reminds me of one. And it was like, oh, what the hell was it? It was like, it was a game. I'm going to Google it. Children's game.
Was it Jumanji?
No, it's like ice, melt, marbles. There's like marbles in it.
Don't Break the Ice?
Yeah, wasn't it Don't Break the, or Thin Ice? Is that it? Is it Thin Ice? Hold on. It's got marble. No. Okay, there's two different games. I had this one where it was Don't Break the Ice. So Don't Break the Ice, for the listener, is like you have these like honeycomb looking. This is not what the game looked like when I grew up.
No, it was like more of a square. It was probably that one.
Yeah. It was more like this. Yeah. It's still kind of not exactly this, but you get the point. So the listener can't see. But it's like a little table, right? And you have like these honeycomb... hexagons?
Yeah.
And of blue and white, and they're all kind of stuck together in a grid formation. And you have like a little toy pickaxe, and there's like a little penguin. And I think the idea is you have, it's kind of like Jenga.
Yeah.
The concept is like Jenga, but instead of a tower, it's a table.
And for some reason, there's a penguin.
Yeah, and I think the penguin on there represents like if the penguin falls, then the game's over. Whoever breaks the ice, that's it.
I don't think I've ever played it like legit. I think we just fucking hit the things. Because I never owned it. That was like one of those games that like, you know, you have Inside Recess.
Yes.
And like they have like a stack of games and it's like that. Or like fucking like Sorry. Or, you know, stupid game like Checkers.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Okay, this was the other one. Okay, so this was... All right, so this was called... This is the other one I was really thinking of, called Thin Ice.
More of like a Kerplunk, right?
Kind of. So I remember... The commercial I remember for Thin Ice, it looks like it was marbles in a... I got like rap songs. Hold on a second. Thin Ice game. Okay. So it was like these marbles... And now looking at it, it looks like it's just a Kleenex holding them, and you just keep adding marbles until the Kleenex rips, right? Well, the issue is, though, in the commercial, and that's why I'm looking up the commercial doesn't look like...
it's got to be that commercial.
Yeah, 1992. This is about right. So the sound is off, but they see they're adding stuff. So the commercial back in the day didn't look... Now on an HD screen, it looks like Kleenex. But back in the day, I was like, what is this... What is this substance made out of that these marbles are going on? Like, I thought it was like a goo or something, because it's like they're
look
just
at that kid.
Like, I didn't know this was Kleenex. I thought this was like a goo that they put. I was like, how do you put the goo on it?
That is a fucking cheap game. Because that is just fucking Kleenex.
They just put Kleenex, like, they just stretch it like a tablecloth. There's just no table underneath it. And then you just put marbles in until it weighs too much and it rips the Kleenex.
Like, you can just make that game without paying, like, $50 for it or whatever the fuck they could charge for that. That's fucking a ripoff, dude. And then I bet the commercial is hype as fuck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll turn the sound out. The listener won't be able to hear the sound, but this is, like... So they're singing a Thin Ice song, and then you have, like, a little... pincher, and you're picking up marbles, putting on the Kleenex.
You got Brad Taylor playing it.
Yeah, Brad Taylor's holding with that dope 90s half mullet. Now, you know what would be hard mode for this? Because you're just ripping Kleenex. Is if you you play this with like a with one of those like shop cloths. You know, like the shop rags, to get that box of shop rags?
It'll never break through. I was thinking you go even thinner and you go one ply
toilet paper. One ply toilet paper.
So you can put like maybe three marbles on there and then it explodes. But yeah, that's the game. Like, I wonder how much that cost in 1992. That probably was probably $50. Maybe 20.
It's probably, but $20 back then is $50 today. You know, that's and made by Pressman. Games people play together. Pressman.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people played Thin Ice with that fucking napkin.
Yeah, that one was the one. But I always thought growing up was a goo. It was like some sort of, it's like, what's the goo made of that like, no, it's a Kleenex.
Like the Nickelodeon goo?
Like the slime?
Yeah.
No, not like that. I thought it was like some sort of like ice. Like snow type thing. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. Keep in mind, also around the same time, I was convinced until I actually played it that, guess who? That the cards actually talked. Like, you would have to ask. I thought, I'll never forget. I was probably about 6 years old. Okay. So around this time, 1992, give or take. I remember that the first time I ever felt fooled by a commercial, like legitimately fooled, like I was lied to, was with Guess Who? And there's the thing of like, oh, do they have a hat or something? Hold on. I'm just going to pull up. Guess Who? Board game. Yeah, this is, where's the original? This one, okay?
So you thought these people would actually like talk to you?
Yeah, the little cartoon faces that'd be like, does he have a hat? Does he have a beard? And he'd be like, nope. And then I was like, oh, the cards are going to talk. That's kind of a cool feature that the cards would respond to you.
They could do that now.
Yeah, nowadays.
No, they couldn't do that back then.
But I didn't know any better. What did I know? Well, I was five, six years old.
You should have known that they're not going to pop off the cards.
Yeah. Look. Oh, there's actually, looks like they eventually put, because someone put a comment that says games do not actually talk, but they do if you should seek help. So looks like there is a disclaimer at some point. Does your person wear a hat?
Oh, Susan. That's Herman.
Yeah, like I thought Herman was talking.
Where's
Bill? Let's.
Your person's Robert.
Oh, Sam. See?
Yeah.
It has a thing. Okay, the listener can't hear it, but there's a fucking part of the video at the end where there's a disclaimer of game cards do not actually talk. So enough people, I was not in the minority here, there was enough people that were fooled by this commercial that the cards talked that they had to add that in
you
at the end.
You are in the minority because most people saw the end of the commercial where it says cards don't talk. And you're like, Ma, I want Guess Who for Christmas.
No.
I need Guess Who for Christmas because they talk. And then you get it and you're like, oh, wait, they don't talk? But it was in the fucking commercial the entire time.
No.
You just didn't have the patience to listen to the end.
No, I think that they added that in because that was later than that. Nah. This was definitely, you could tell by like the style of the clothes. This was not early 90s. This is mid 90s. This is some mid 90s stuff. Look at that kid's haircut, right? You could tell. This was, but I just remember I felt so lied to, and that was the moment. It was one of those threshold moments in life growing up where I was like, oh, the commercials can lie to you. It isn't exactly real like you see in the commercial. And there was that. There was another moment in my life where I remember it was like, oh, sometimes you have to lie to your parents.
Yeah. I remember the exact moment.
Yeah.
When I realized I have to lie to my parents about some stuff.
My moment was, it was when the South Park movie came out. Now, I was already watching South Park on a regular basis. My parents didn't care at the time that I watched South Park. They didn't care.
Because this came out, what, like 99?
99. So, but the movie came out. It's rated R.
Yeah.
I can't go to the theater to do that. If I rode my bike up to the movie theater, big, sorry, kid, you can't come in. Just like in the movie, by the way. Which is kind of ironic.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
It is. Yeah, if I knew the rest of the song, I could... But
it's
like
rain.
So, but there was a kid in the neighborhood, and Asian Andy.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was like, hey, my neighbor, his older brother said he'll take us to the movie because he's like 18 years old or something.
Yeah.
And you only need to be in there with an adult, you know, 17 and up.
Right.
So I was like, great. Sounds great. Looks like we got around this problem because, again, my thinking was, my parents had bought me a couple CDs by then with the little parental advisory. So I was like, okay, they seem to be cool about it. They know I watch South Park, and so I told my mom, who's in the summertime, I go, Mom, I'm gonna go up to the movies, and she goes, oh, what are you gonna go see? I was like, oh, we're gonna go see the South Park movie, And somehow, I don't know if she asked or not, but I let it out of, the Andy's neighbor, his brother's going to take us because he's old enough. And she's like, well, you gotta call your dad about it. And I was like, well, why? I don't know why you're making such a big deal out of this. Like, I'll just go see the movie. I'm just like, who cares? He's like, you should go call. I was like, all right. So I call him up at work. I had to call his, like, desk phone back then. And... I remember I tell
did
him.
Did he have a direct line or like, did you like, cause I used to have to call my mom at work and be like, is, you know,
it did.
And I would have to ask for her.
There was a direct line, but it was like in his office. So it was like one of like four people could answer the phone. So, and luckily I think he answered right away. So, I call and I ask him and he goes, do you think that's a good decision to do? And I'm like, well, I don't know. And he's like, do you think that's a good, and I'm just like, man, why am I getting into this argument? Because this is going to be an argument. I'm going to say yes, and then but I know there's going to be an argument afterwards, and then he's going to just tell me no anyway. So I was like, I guess not, and so I couldn't go, and I had to call up the other kids and be like, hey, I can't go. My parents won't let me go, and I remember at that point, I was like, you know, if I just would have said I was watching anything else, I could have picked up any other movie, I would have been there, I would have watched it, I would have a great time. And I remember telling my parents that years later, like I was probably in my 20s, and I was like, you know, I forget why. I think maybe my sister had gotten in trouble with something. And I was like, you know what, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I remember. And he's like, well, they were like, well, you know, you think we were wrong for saying that? I was like, well, actually, yes, because what you did is for a small win, you lost my trust. For like the rest of my adolescence.
Yeah.
Like you lost for over this small little inconsequential thing. Now, If you would have just let me go see the movie, I would have been open and honest with you about so much more.
Right.
And then if there was a real issue, you would have found out about
it. Yep.
But because you wanted a small win, now you got nothing.
There's probably I bet there's that moment with everyone.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Mine is very like very similar. Yeah. But it was when The Waterboy came out.
Okay.
And so it was almost the same timeline. It was probably a year or two before.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends wanted to go see The Waterboy, and
that's a PG-13 movie.
I know. And so I call my mom, and she didn't like Adam Sandler.
Okay.
Like, she thought Adam Sandler was like dirty humor or whatever whatever phrase she used. But I remember calling her, and I was like, and I was begging, and she was like, no. I begged to the point where I almost cried, because I was like, my friends are going, like, I'm at my friend's house, what are you gonna like come pick me up, like, because they're gonna go see it. And so yeah, they went and saw it, and I had to get, like, she just came and picked me up, and I was so mad at her. And like that moment I was like, you know, I could have said any other movie, and you know, or I could have just been like, we're gonna go to the movies and see what's playing.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, oh, I don't know. It's going to be there. Yeah. Because I remember, that was no big deal, because there was a period where we would go to the movies pretty often. Like, we would ride our bikes up there.
Yeah, it was right by the house.
Yeah, yeah. And
it's a church.
Yeah. I don't know what they do over there. But
it's a, dude, so I'm pretty sure it's a cult church.
I think so, because it looks very weird.
I've seen, like, late night when we used to live together, like, coming home from the bar, I used to see commercials for them on TV. And, normal churches don't go on TV to advertise.
Yeah.
And I worked with a girl that was a member there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a little odd. And so I was asking her about it, and I go, oh, you go there? And she's like, yeah. She's like, you know, you can come and visit it, like, you know. And I was like, isn't it like a cult? And she's like, what? And I was like, she's like, no. And I'm like, and she started describing things, and I'm like, that sounds like a cult. But like, they would do like weekend retreats and shit like that, and weird shit.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just too much. I don't got time for that.
And it's like a non-denominational church. So it's like, I don't know what they fucking preach.
Non-denominations.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't believe in denominations.
Like, you can believe in Jesus or Allah. Like, what do they sing? Like, who do they praise? Like,
yeah.
Like,
you can just do what you want.
Yeah. Is it like that fucking the Scientology dude?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Well, Scientology's original thing is like, no, you can be whatever religion you want. And then that's how they get you in.
Yeah.
Then they.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, aliens are coming.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So maybe that's what it was.
So it's still there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's something. But no, I mean, there's a lot of little things growing up where things don't add. You kind of like come to these realizations later on, like, oh, the world isn't exactly as I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I thought the Guess Who game actually talked to you.
Right.
You know, there's other things that are like, oh, I don't think people actually do that.
Right. No, like, I'm glad you brought that up, because the other day, right? And this happened in one day. You know, I'm at work, and I'm work from home, so I got the TV right there. And a lot of times it's just stuff in the background. Because I'm busy or whatever, and so it's something I can just kind of glance at or whatever, and I've seen before. So in the same day, I saw an episode of Boy Meets World and an episode of Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
And they both had people crawling through the windows, like they're friends. Like, an upstairs, like, they climb a tree and then come through the window instead of going through the front house. And if you remember, or if you've watched these type of shows, okay, like, Sean Hunter did it to Corey.
Yeah.
Zach Morris would do it to Jesse.
Yep.
Fucking Clarissa Explains It All.
That Sam. Yeah.
He would climb through the window. I think there was another one? I don't know.
There's a few, yeah.
But have you ever climbed through a window to get to somebody's room? Neither have I.
I think at the time it was cool, because they painted this thing where, and it doesn't quite, I don't think it exists today because of the internet and everything's all connected, where it's like, those shows were kind of aimed at kids.
Right.
And they they would present it as if they're living in their own little world,
right,
outside of the purview of adults. And how do they communicate with each other, and how do they talk to each other? Well, they have to sneak out at night, mm-hmm, and climb through a window. It's a shortcut, so they don't have to knock on the door and be let in and blah. And but yeah, I don't think that would happen. And I don't think that would even happen nowadays. Like, think of now, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you just see footage of some dude climbing a ladder up to a window. It's like, dude, every fucking couple days, this kid climbs that ladder up to that window.
I think Sam came through on a ladder. But yeah, the other two, like, climbed a tree.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. And,
like,
while I'm watching this, and while it's processing through my head, I can't even name somebody's house that has a tree that close. Because I think it's probably like a building code or some shit. You can't have a fucking tree like literally like right outside your window.
Not that big. No. You don't want that. The roots will fuck up your foundation. You don't want that.
Between that, if it fucking like a storm, like the wind could hit your window and shit.
That's ridiculous. No, nobody needs that. Nobody needs a tree that close. Well, I thought the others Sam used a ladder because it would be like, you would hear the ladder hit the window, and there was like a little jingle that would go off, like a little guitar riff. Like, oh, it's Sam. He's cool. He's wearing flannel.
Yeah, and jeans that'll rip.
Ripped jeans.
Yep.
Hold on a second. I got to see. Now I got YouTube up here. I want to see what he looks like. Well, what is it, Clarissa?
Explains it all.
No, there. Let's see. What is the Sam look from back in the day? Wow, I've never seen this in HD before. This looks really
good.
Not good. Oh, wait, here. Hold on. Let's see. There's the ladder. Okay. Yep. Yeah, he's got a little flannel. You know, I got a shirt just like that I just bought. It's like a hooded flannel. Oh, and he fell. She pushed him off the.
To think of who he reminds me of that I know today.
He does remind me of somebody. Do they have? Oh, these are little clips on the Nickelodeon YouTube channel. Like, but here's the thing: I've never seen this in HD before. I'm not used to this much detail.
This is actually one show that I'd probably go back and watch because I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Look at this. Her dad looks like somebody. Who does he look like? Doesn't he look like somebody?
Kowalski?
Kind of, yeah. I can see him. Well, he is an architect.
I know.
In the show. But it was like... Look, Jerry Springer. That's what he looks like when he puts the glasses on. Oh, he's really cool. You know what's funny? This is the outfit she's wearing. She's got like the baggy jeans.
That's like
now. With the shirt that comes up over her belly like that. The hat. I'm seeing girls wear that now. This show is like 30 years old.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I was out the other day and it was nice out. And yeah, I was seeing girls just like, not even girls, like I'm talking like adults, probably in their 20s, dressing just like this. It's wild. Go look up for those listening. Go look up Clarissa's Dad from Hell. Ooh, it swore too. That's how you knew it was edgy back then. Dad from Hell was the episode. Because he's wanting to be cool. He's got sunglasses. I think that's the only thing that's
watch.
I think he wore the watch anyway. But he's trying to be cool, so he's like. Oh, there's Ferguson. He's got his sunglasses on his head. Oh no, and he's got to like.
Yeah, he puts them down.
Yeah. What's that? I can't watch this.
Seems like my dad just supervising everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to hang out and just stand here awkwardly and just bob up and down.
Do whatever you do.
Anyway, so, that was something. I've never climbed into someone's window. I've never escaped out my window to go out at night. Growing up, I was kind of a rule follower for the most part, when I was at home, because I just didn't want any issue.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need any back and forth.
Have I ever told you about the first time that I've ever gotten grounded?
No.
So... I don't know what I did. I think I was in kindergarten.
Okay.
So I did something before school where my mom was like, you're grounded after school.
Oh.
So I'm walking to school bragging to all my friends that I'm grounded because my older brother was grounded all the time and I wanted to be like him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm grounded today, blah, blah, blah. And I get home after school and then my mom's like, well, go to your room. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, go to your room. And I'm like, well, this isn't fun. And yeah. She's like, what do you think? Grounded is being is fun? I was like, well, he's always grounded. Like,
yeah. Well, he felt like he had some street cred.
Yeah. And it sucked.
Yeah,
and then I wasn't grounded much after that because I was like, fuck this. I don't want to just sit in my room.
Well, so that was why I would get in trouble. I'd get in trouble at school because then you get like a little street cred and you're mm-hmm. just like, oh, man, I'm in trouble. But then at home, I was like, uh-uh, I don't want to deal with that because no one else is here to see it. So I don't want to. This doesn't benefit me. Like, I remember like in the fifth grade, I had moved to a new school in this area. And I remember I did something where I think if you didn't do your homework, there was various different
things. Well, I know you turned on your best friend.
No, I didn't. That's a whole different story.
That's in the archives probably a couple times because you turned on your best friend.
No, that's a different story.
What was his name? Fucking Peterman?
I don't know. It's not important. But around the same time, I remember there would be various things you'd get in trouble for, and the punishment was at recess, you had to take a carpet square and sit against the wall and write sentences.
Like outside?
Outside. You had to go outside.
See, we had to just stay on the wall.
Yeah.
We didn't have a carpet square.
Yeah, they gave us a carpet square, and you sat on the carpet square against the wall, and you'd write sentences. The problem is, but not a problem for me, but the problem in that punishment is all the who I consider cool kids that I wanted to be friends with and eventually became friends with were in trouble. So if I was going to go out on recess, I was like, well, the cool spot to be is against the wall. That's how I met Paternoster, was against the wall. Like, that's how I met, like, most of the people we know is I met them, like, in trouble. So I was like, wait a minute. So you tell me I don't have to do my homework and I can hang out with my friends? I don't understand what the punishment is. Oh, I got to write some sentences. Who gives a shit? You just write the same thing in a sheet of paper. You do that in like 5 minutes. They're not checking to see if it's sloppy or not. Who cares?
They probably don't even check it. They just throw it away.
Yeah, they throw it away. I was like, this isn't even a good punishment. I'm not a sports guy. I didn't want to have to go play soccer. You know, everyone else wanted to go kick a ball around. Yeah. I just wanted to be on swings and do sentences.
We would play soccer, football, and then sometimes wall ball. You ever play wall ball?
Is that you throw the ball at the wall and you got to catch it or something?
Yeah, but if it hits somebody, they got to run to the wall before you throw it back at the wall or they're out.
I never played that.
Yeah. You take like a hard bouncy ball and just whip it against the wall. And like if you didn't catch it cleanly, you'd have to run and touch the wall before someone else threw it at the wall.
Oh, see, that sounds like too much for me. I'd rather just sit.
And then the game got canceled because someone got hit in the eye.
Well, see, it's not worth it. I just didn't care about all that. And that's for me, I was like, oh, I was just getting, I remember I used to be, until that point, I was like an honor roll kid. I used to get like the little gold sticker on my report cards of being on the honor roll. And then I was like, but I don't want to do all this work and I want to be cool.
Yeah, I ain't cool.
So I'll just not do any of it. Who cares?
Dude, we had at our elementary school, we had a guy named Cool Man.
Okay.
He was the janitor, right? We all call him Cool Man.
Sure.
You know, because he just seemed cool and he had a limp.
Okay.
He had like this really distinct limp, dude. And like, we were like, I think someone asked him like what happened to his leg and he said he got shot in a war.
Wow.
And like, I don't think it's possible because I think he was like probably his early 20s at the time, but we thought he was like cool.
Maybe Iraq. Desert Storm.
Maybe, but I'm thinking something else happened to him. But yeah, we called him Cool Man. And like one time, like me and somebody else helped him like sweep something up and he bought us a pop. And that was a big deal.
Oh.
And we were like, man, we got a pop from Cool Man. And then the fucking lunch lady took it away because you weren't allowed to have pop. So we had to come get it after school.
What?
It was fucking stupid.
We
weren't allowed to have pop at lunch.
Oh, dude. You know, we would. I mean, I didn't get it because it was too expensive. Like mostly I just got juice boxes or something. But I remember there was the kids. Do you remember the kids that would every now and again their parents would like buy a McDonald's and drop it off? My mom did that for me like a couple times. Scattered.
I never got it unless I had like a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, no, it was there was like maybe three times over all of elementary school. Like that was, and that was I kind of liked that. But the problem is it brought too much attention on you.
Yeah, it did.
Because then there was the kids that would get it like more often than that, and they were always weird.
Yeah,
they were like, but now here's the other thing though. From what I've heard, maybe this is just speculation, rumor, but I guess that happens more often now. Like, they'll send, like, DoorDashes to the school.
That's ridiculous.
To drop them off.
That's ridiculous.
Like, the parent will order something, or the kid will order something.
Dude, so I go to 7-Eleven every morning before work, and I get a chocolate milk, I get a water, I've been getting a Pop-Tart.
Okay.
And just to put something in my stomach, my drinks for the day. There is this lady that comes in with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen her in a couple weeks, but like she's been there more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll yell at her daughter, but she's getting her like $30 worth of snacks a day for school. And her daughter is like a little pudgy girl, and she complains when she can't get something. And then they're always running late, so she's yelling at her daughter. And I'm like, okay, first of all, that's your fault if you're running late as a parent.
Right.
And then there's been multiple times where she forgot her wallet in the car. So it takes even more time for her to go out to the car and come back and pay for it. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then she starts yelling at the kid because they gotta go because she's gonna be late for school.
That is so chaotic. I don't envy that. I was talking with somebody else where they will go. I saw it here. Now, usually if I work from home, I don't leave the house in the morning.
Like, right.
I'm just usually here. I don't get out. But there was – or when I do leave, I usually leave the house at like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Right.
Like I'm fortunate enough I don't have to be in a rush, you know, and do that major commute. But there was one day where I was up really early and I was driving back to the house. I think I had like some appointment or something or I was leaving and I saw the school buses were out. And I wasn't really thinking much about it, but I was stuck behind one on this street over here.
Right.
Because there's some schools around in the area and it's fine. And I was like, whatever, I'm in no rush.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting behind it and I'm looking at the kids getting into the bus. Now, I remember as a kid, you're at the bus stop. There's a group of you, and you know, it was a little like social interaction that I, as a kid growing up, I was like, I have to figure out how to survive this.
Right.
Meaning like there's people of different ages.
Yep.
Maybe there's somebody there that's kind of an asshole.
Bro job.
Yeah.
I had bro job at my bus stop.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had the people like that. You had like, maybe there's a weirdo. Maybe there's younger kids there.
Right.
So you kind of have to like be careful.
Maybe there's a girl you might be interested in.
Yeah. It could be all those things. So you had to like, there's like this little dynamic, like every couple years, different people, depending on what school you're going to or what grade you're in, you had this different bus stop experience and you're pretty much on your own. There weren't parents around. In fact, you didn't want your parents there because it was kind of like, hey, you're cramping my style, dude. Get off me. Bro, I'm sitting there and there's a the bus picks them off right on the street over here.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a gang of cars all lined up on the street. The bus comes up. I see these kids get out. Now, granted, I understand it was cold outside. But I remember standing out in the fucking snow.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you got to just stand out in the snow. It was cold as fuck.
Yep.
And they're sitting in the car. And every now and again, I remember growing up, you'd see a parent that would maybe pull up. And if you were friends with that kid, maybe you could sit in their car or something. But there's a gang of every kid with their own parent sitting in the car waiting for the bus to come. And then they get out, and honestly, it wasn't even that cold of a day.
Right.
It wasn't snowing out, wasn't any of that. And they get out of the car all at once, and they go in there. And I'm like, you know, for that parent to have to sit in the running car, they could have just driven the kid to school.
Right.
Like, why are you bothering to
100%.
Do this?
100%. And, like, I remember, because my bus stop was on the main road at the end of the street, you know? And I think there was maybe a handful of times before Moose moved that we would stay in his house and like once the bus came we would run.
Yeah.
But That was very rare. Like we would stand out there like it was freezing fucking cold in the snow. If it was raining, we'd have like a fucking umbrella or something. Like, yeah, no parents would like. You would be called a loser. Your parent fucking drove you to the bus stop, fucking pussy.
Yeah, it'd be brutal for you if that happened. Like, I don't understand this mentality of like, yeah, why are you I don't know. Like, everyone's got cameras and stuff. No one's going to kidnap a kid. It'll be filmed like that.
Right.
Like, it's going to... I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I'm sure it's happened in the history of the world. But I just... That baffled me. That was crazy to me. You know? And...
I see it every morning, man.
It's...
Every morning.
I just felt like it was something so new because I don't... As an adult, I've just never seen kids get on the bus. I've been fortunate.
At least around here, too, like, most kids that should be getting on the bus aren't in elementary school. They're usually in junior high or high school.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the elementary schools are walkable. So,
yeah,
you know, there's not many buses that go to the elementary school.
That was the other thing. It's like, I remember, that was my thing, too, is if I missed the bus, if I took too long to miss the bus, my mom said I got to walk.
Right.
And I would have to walk. It would take me about 45 minutes.
Right.
And you'd have to, you know, you had to go do it. You know, I remember having to walk to the point that it was so cold, my jeans were like hard.
Yeah.
Like not by my feet where they were wet, but like I could feel they got like crunchy.
Yeah.
Like I could feel it in my nose. You could feel like the nose hairs in your nose get stiff and frozen like icicles.
Yeah.
Like
can't breathe through your nose.
Yeah. And you just had to do it. And it's like, I don't know what, man, it's just, I'm starting to sound like an old man.
Right.
I really am sounding like an old man about like these kids are too soft nowadays.
Well, I hate to keep bringing up Saved by the Bell, but it's one of the greatest shows of all time.
I don't know.
Well, no, I was.
How about that?
It was either today or yesterday. I was watching it and they had like the oil spill episode where like they were like, doing drilling in by the football field, and they get an oil spill, and they're like, "Oh man, you know we're gonna be rich, and we're gonna go to a rich school and shit." And because they were gonna have these oil companies were gonna come in and like put like the fucking tower things in there and shit. Well, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, why are these kids fantasizing about going to a rich school when all these renovations are gonna be done way after they're gone?
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Is there anything that happened to, like, because you're in the same class as me, and the district that we went to, like, every school we left, they changed it, like, right after we left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we were never there for the changes, but I didn't give a fuck.
That's why I hated Saved by the Bell. They were too excited to be in school. There was no reason for them to be that pumped to be in school.
But they were really cool.
Especially in the 90s.
But they were really cool.
No, they weren't cool.
I was wondering, I actually asked Sam W.O. this today. Why wasn't Suge Knight ever on an episode? They're in California. What? It's the 90s.
I don't think Suge Knight would have been for the demographic.
It would have been great.
I would, but here's the thing. Like, I was in that age range to be watching Saved by the Bell because I had seen it a few times. I understand.
You like it. Your favorite guy in the world is A.C. Slater and the way he sits.
No, but... If they brought out Suge Knight, if Suge Knight made a guest appearance on Saved by the Bell, I would have been like, I don't know who Suge Knight is. I don't know. I knew who Tupac was.
Yeah, but it would have been way better if Suge Knight was in there.
Like, I remember, I knew who the idea of Tupac was when I seen him, I think, on, like, In Living Color. And I was like, oh, I kind of know who that is. But Suge Knight, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but that would have been awesome if he was on an episode. Like, he roughed up Zach or something.
Why would he? I don't know. What, he like hung him out of a balcony?
Yeah.
Made him sign over the rights to Ice Ice
Baby? No, or like when Screech has his like special spaghetti sauce, like he could.
You say that like, oh, everyone remembers that episode.
Everyone remembers that episode. No. That, the Johnny Dakota.
Who the fuck is that?
Johnny Dakota was the fucking, he was the actor that came and they were going to do the Just Say No commercial and they found him smoking weed and then they're like, we can't do that. Like,
I don't I'm going to tell you, there's like three episodes I can remember.
And two of them should be those two that I just rattled off.
There was the one where Jesse?
Did Speed. That was on the other day. That was on yesterday.
That was one, because also there was a Speed episode of Family Ties where Michael J. Fox
and Carlton.
Carlton did Speed too? Everyone's doing Speed.
He thought it was vitamin D.
But you know what's crazy?
He had a pimple.
You know what's crazy is like nowadays, that's just Adderall.
Yeah.
And these kids are taking it like crazy. But okay, so I remember that. I remember there was an episode of like the cool teacher. Was it a teacher or was it a principal? He was like the anti-Belding.
But he was Belding's brother.
Was it Belding's brother?
His brother, Belding's brother, Belding.
And at the end, that you were like, oh, we're going to take a field trip to do whitewater rafting.
Yep.
And then there was like, he had like sanctioned makeout sessions or something. Kids were making out or something.
I don't know about, no, they were doing mouth to mouth. Oh, they that's weren't what making out.
All right, I thought they were making out. So, but then there was
and
like.
And then he got a date with a stewardess and he had to leave.
Yeah, then he was like, all right, see ya. Like, who allows this guy just to take over the school?
It's
Why
his
would
brother.
They do that? So what? He's not hired. This isn't a family operation. It's paid for by the state.
He's a substitute teacher. They have rights.
It was paid for by the local government. Nobody's fucking. This is not a fucking like royalty.
No, it is.
He doesn't like they trying to be like. Oh, and then he bailed, and then he was building. Was like, ah, oh, see, he always bails. It was like they were trying to reach for a moment from like Fresh Prince when his dad comes into town and leaves.
Yeah,
like they were trying to go for that moment where Zach felt he was like attached to this whatever
other
this,
Belding,
to the other Belding. Yeah. So I remember that one, and maybe I don't remember anymore. I think that
Dude,
might be it.
You know Johnny Dakota.
I don't know who
you
Johnny
know,
Dakota is.
Screech's special spaghetti sauce.
I do not know that at all.
You know when Zach started dating a homeless girl.
No.
It was during Christmas. You know the Carosis. When they go to,
I don't know who that is.
When they work at the beach house.
Don't
for the
know
summer.
That. I have no idea
yeah,
about a beach
do.
House.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Malibu Beach House, yeah.
I don't know the beach house. Yep. I remember there was an episode where didn't Zach get to become principal or something like that?
Yeah, that was on today too.
Okay, I do remember that one.
Yeah, see? And then he had the dilemma because Kelly wanted to make the football players take a test and they didn't, and then he had to fail them and not allow them to play in the big game against Valley.
That's
and
right.
And then they had to take the test in the first half of the game, and then they came back, and Slater won them the game.
Yeah, okay. That's it. That's yeah, my,
you know
the extent
more.
Of
you know more.
Fresh, or not Fresh, fucking Saved by the Bell.
Eazy-E was on the show.
What?
His name was Mikey.
Eazy-E was
yeah,
on
look
there?
Up, look up Mikey.
No
look
way.
Up, look up Mikey on Saved by the Bell.
What? Get the fuck?
Mikey on Saved by the Bell.
I find it interesting you want me to look up Mikey and not Eazy-E.
No, yeah, because, you know.
How do you spell...
Just Mikey.
How do you spell Mikey?
M-I-K-E-Y.
K-E-Y. Saved. But it's not even coming up.
Is his name Mikey?
By the Bell.
No, his name... It was Nikki, and what was the other
Michael
guy?
Damian? Michael Bolton?
No.
Mike Oldfield? These are the...
Saved by the Bell Mikey. Maybe that's it.
Zach and Mikey?
Yeah, that kid.
That's first of all, he's not even black. He's like Mexican. It's not with Eazy-E. This kid's like 10.
Yeah, it's Eazy-E.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
He's a white kid.
It's Eazy-E.
I think fucking he's lighter than fucking AC Slater.
It's Eazy-E.
He's not even black. He's like Jewish. That's a Jufro. That's not an Afro. What are you talking about?
It's Eazy-E.
He's wearing a sweater.
Do you like Ralph Macchio better?
That's who he looks like, is a Ralph Macchio with like a Jufro.
Yeah, but it's Eazy-E.
No, but it's not.
That's a Gucci sweater.
That's not Gucci or Gucci or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No one in the comments is saying anything, which there's a lot of comments. Well, this is the official Saved by the Bell channel. That's
I
why.
Know, because it's fucking one of the greatest shows of all time.
What? Zach and Mikey asked the same girl to the dance. That is not Eazy-E.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You know how crazy that would be is if they guest starred Eazy-E to ask out a fucking ninth grader to the dance?
That's why they should have had Suge Knight on there.
And he had AIDS at this point, probably. This is 89. When did he have AIDS?
In the 90s?
Oh, okay. Not yet. This is pre-AIDS.
Yeah.
He's still too old
for
this.
No, he was just saying, fuck the police. I got saved by
he
the bell.
He doesn't even
fuck
look
the
like
police,
him.
Fuck the police. Saved by the bell.
He's not even... You couldn't... That's a white kid.
I'm just glad I got you to look it up.
Why would you trick me like that? That doesn't even make any sense. Like, look at him, and now look at Slater over here. Look at him. Slater's darker than that kid.
Yeah, but, you know, Easy was kind of light-skinned, I think.
No, he was not. No, he was not. Look at...
Yeah.
He was... Look, what are you talking about?
Yeah. See, right there, he's a little lighter right there.
Well, that's... There's like a flash bulb right in front of his face. It's a paparazzi picture. Yeah.
Which no. Is like if Mikey was wearing a fucking Chicago White Sox hat, you wouldn't even tell him the difference.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would.
Anyway, they should have had Suge Knight on there because they're from L.A.
I don't know.
Same with Easy. I mean, Easy was on there for season one and two, I think.
No. And by the way, Easy wouldn't be wearing these...
Yeah, he would. Those are Nikes, aren't they?
Yeah, but look how fucking beat up they are. These shoes. I'm surprised that they're letting these kids wear these beat up tennis shoes. Here's, by the way, though. Here's a little something that bugs me with TV shows and movies nowadays. And I don't know. I don't watch too many, especially TV shows. Cheaper made movies do this, but more so TV shows, where you'll watch a modern show, and the clothes they wear look so fucking brand new. There's like, they're just off the rack.
Yeah.
Like, and they're outside, they're doing shit. And it's like, how is this? But if you look at like the clothes in these older shows like this, these look like actual clothes a kid would wear. Like, they look like they've been through the washer a few times. Look at their shoes. Their shoes are a little, they're not like dirty, but they're a little scuffed up. They look like they're worn. Like, that's what a kid would look like. Where was the picture? Look at their shoes.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, they're white shoes, but they're kind of like beat up a little. Anyway, that's just a little thing.
I can't believe you don't think that's Easy.
That's not Easy, dude. That's not Easy. Easy would not wear a getup like this.
Yeah,
this
he
is
would.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he would. Biggie wore shit like that.
Kind of.
He wore a sweater like that.
But he wouldn't be wearing these beat up Nikes down here. Look at these. Look like he cut the lawn in these.
Maybe he had to cut the lawn. Maybe it's before they
got
some
money.
He's a kid.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah. But. I mean, it's Easy. He's a kid.
Anyway. I don't like this, though. What is this comment? I literally just watched this episode last week on IFC. Shauna was such a cutie. I don't like that, bro.
Who the hell is Shayna?
Date Mike Shana? 22. Some dude.
Who's Shayna or Shanna?
I'm assuming it's this girl, the girl that they're asking out. I don't like that this grown adult is fucking saying, ooh, she's such a kid. That's creepy. I got to get out of this. I don't want to touch anything Saved by the Bell. Get me out of this.
Oh, you're going back to Clarissa?
Well, I just pushed back. I'm back from the dad from hell. Anyway.
Yeah, that would have been great, though, if Suge Knight like showed up in that one of those episodes.
That was, no, it's completely unnecessary for him to
no,
show up.
No, it's from L.A. They're from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So why not like have like a celebrity endorsement like Suge Knight? Because East Coast, West Coast war. He comes in like
what, okay, with a gang of Bloods.
So, well, look. So like, Jesse's brother or like her.
But she's in the Bloods.
No, it's Jesse's stepbrother. Right, is from New York. He comes in and causes all this trouble. Right, he's like a little menace, and they could have had Suge Knight come in and correct him because East Coast versus West Coast.
Why would he be in a high school, though? Like, why would he just show up? What is he, Boys with Belding?
Maybe.
Like, he's just fucking, like, it's Mr. Belding and Suge Knight.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you know what?
Belding's a blood.
Looks like, oh, well, we're going to teach this kid a lesson. He wants to be a street tough guy. I got just a, and Zach Morris is like, oh, who, Mr. Belding, who are you going to call? He's like, I'm going to call in a favor from an old friend. Yep. And what, Suge Knight shows up dressed in red?
100%. 100%. And then Belding would have been like, yeah, he would have been like, yeah, growing up, me and Suge were best friends. He goes, I decided to be a high school. At first, Suge Knight wanted to be a high school principal, and I wanted to be a thug, but I went to be a high school principal, and Suge Knight went to death row.
Yeah. Okay, I guess. Suge Knight comes in. He's got a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's just like.
Belding's just rapping to live and die in L.A. Yeah, oh, it's fucking.
I don't know if that would have been the move, maybe.
Dude, I think so, man. I think so, especially on that Friday night lineup.
I don't know, man. Those, oh God, was that a TGIF show?
I don't think so. It was on NBC.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, that was a bad, like the TGIF, looking back, the TGIF shit was not, dude, was not good.
It was great. It's step by step.
Bad.
Phenomenal.
Bad.
Boy Meets World.
Bad.
Fucking great. Dinosaurs.
That one was good.
And
that
then,
was TGIF?
Yeah. Family Matters, I believe.
Bad. Awful.
Family Matters, I was thinking about rewatching that. They go into some serious black issues.
Well, yeah, I mean that was the thing.
But like serious ones.
No, I remember there was like the
Eddie got beat up by a gang.
Yeah,
they spray painted the N-word on Laura's.
I remember that. Yeah, wasn't it like the principal did it?
I don't think so.
The principal spray paint the N-word on her locker?
No, the principal didn't. Some kid
or a
did
history teacher?
The kid did. Some kid did because she wanted to learn about African history or something. African American.
Oh, and you're like, get out of here with that African history. Yeah. We only want to learn about.
That could have used Suge Knight too, and he could have came in and been like, "You want to know about African history?" And he could have beat up all the white people that fucking.
Why would Suge Knight just show up to a suburban high school in Chicago?
Yeah, that's true. We might need like Kanye West or something.
Kanye was a child back
Common.
Then.
Common.
He was. Isn't he like our age?
Well, Common. He was already a rapper by then.
In the early 90s?
Yeah. The first song he had was like, I Used to Love Her. And that came out very early.
Man, I'm just out of touch then. Because I thought like...
Look up I Used to Love Her.
Oh, how old is he? I thought he was like... Oh, he's 52.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. Maybe I'm confusing him with like Chamillionaire or something. I think that's who I was confusing him with. Remember Chamillionaire?
Yeah, he was riding dirty.
Yeah, that was cool.
Anyway, yeah, like Michael Jordan. Well, he's not like a
Michael Jordan
chaser,
probably guest starred on some of those shows, didn't he?
I don't know, but it would have been cooler if it was like somebody else.
Those shows were terrible, though. I remember because this is the difference for me growing up. I would suffer through those shows typically if I went to my dad's house because he didn't have cable, so you only had like a couple options, and I would more so just pick the sitcoms like Roseanne or something to watch. Or UPN.
I can't believe you don't like Boy Meets World. I mean, that's a star-studded cast.
I watched it. I just didn't prefer. I mean, but I would sit through reruns of when I would go on. I'd go to my dad's house on Tuesdays, and we would watch TV. You know, and I would just hang out for a few hours, and we basically would watch reruns of Frasier and Home Improvement that would play on UPN.
Yeah, see, Home Improvement's solid too.
It was okay. It was the only thing that was on. It was just all that was on. I would sit through Frasier, and then, but yeah, like the those other shows. Like I would rather watch like I was more so into like the what was on like Fox, like Married with Children, or you know The Simpsons if they would run, or they would rerun eventually would rerun The Simpsons on like UPN or something like that. Or Martin. I love Martin. I thought Martin was great.
So I don't like Martin.
I thought a lot. So those were like the shows I'd watch. And Living Color, Saturday Night Live. Like I would watch like I would stay up on the weekends because on the weekends, again, my dad didn't have cable. So I would watch like that's when I would watch like the late night shows. Like I would watch David Letterman or Jay Leno. But I'd only watch up until they brought guests out, because then I didn't give a fuck about
the. So you watch like the monologue?
Yeah, I'd watch a monologue, or like sometimes they do a little skit in the middle, and then I would change it. And then if I was up late enough, you would get like Conan, and I'd watch a little bit of that. Or eventually Jerry, if you stayed up late enough, Jerry Springer would come back on.
Yeah, like 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I'd do that. But that's the shit I watch. I didn't give a fuck about most of those other shows, the TGIF shows. I think like
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Nope. I was like, nah, that's Clarissa. Don't try to sell me this bullshit. The Saturday morning cartoon thing. I didn't give a fuck about that.
Yeah,
I didn't
those
care.
Cartoons sucked.
They were not. Everyone's like, oh man, like right now everyone's because they're bringing back the X-Men like from like the 90s when we were kids. And I was like, I didn't care. I watched a little bit of Spider-Man. They had a Spider-Man cartoon for a while. I watched a little bit of that, but I didn't give a. I didn't care.
I watched a little bit of the X-Men, but like I remember like Saturday mornings at like 7 a.m., I'd watch Double Dare and Family Double Dare.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to be out of bed yet. So this is what would happen. This is what would happen. Saturdays in particular.
You stay in bed.
Well, this was the issue. Because if I got up too early, my parents would be mad because if I made a bunch of noise. Like, I remember there were times where I would want to play video games.
Yeah.
And they would be upset that if it was too loud. And because sometimes I'd wake up at like 7:30 in the morning on a fucking Saturday.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, I rented this game for the weekend. I want to play it. And I remember in particular, it was the Toy Story game for like the Sega Genesis. Terrible game. And I was playing it, and I remember my dad came in all pissed off. He's like, it's way too early to be doing this. You need to turn that. And it's like, you got in trouble. So I was like, all right, I can't get out of bed till 8. That's when I can get out of bed. So I remember I would just lay in bed, and I would
You wouldn't just mute the game?
No.
You could just mute the game and
play. Well, there could be the clicking sound.
Oh.
It was too much. There was. Granted, I'm looking back. They were very young.
Right.
They were younger than I am now. So they were very, like, they were probably...
Hungover?
Yeah. Tired. You know, they would sleep in still. This was before they took a... Like, I'm at the age now where what I should be doing is waking up at the same time every single day and be like, nah, I can't stay up past midnight on a Friday. That's too rich for my blood. Like, I'm to that age. I'm not doing that, but that's...
Yeah. You don't want to be lame.
Yeah. And, So anyway, I could get out of bed. I couldn't get out of bed till 8. That was the unspoken rule. And then, but then what I would do is I want to play video games, and I would be like, I'd play the video games, and then I would be like, for some reason this made sense because I had very strict in my brain. There were strict rules.
Yeah,
you don't get out of bed before 8 o'clock.
Yep.
On a off day. You know, school day you can do something fine. But on an off day, you got to stay in bed till 8. Then you get up. And then but by noon, you had to be ready to go. You had to have your plans ready for the day. So I would play video games until like – but I didn't want to take time to eat because I wanted to play games right away. I didn't want to fuck around, you know. So I remember my dad worked an early shift. So his lunch time – because he'd start work at like 5, 6 in the morning. So he'd eat lunch at like 10 a.m. So I was like, wait a minute. You can eat lunch at 10? That blew my mind. I was like, well, then I'm just going to wait until 10 or 10:30 and I'll make lunch and I'll skip breakfast.
Snap.
Yeah. Dude,
fucking
you know how dope that was? So it was like I cheated the whole system.
Wow.
And so I was able to eat lunch and be ready to go by noon.
But you were the whole day without having to eat.
I know. That's why I was so small. I didn't want to eat because it was... Took too much time.
It takes like 10 minutes to eat.
No, it didn't matter. I wanted to keep doing what I was doing. I hated the thing of having to take time to eat. There was a period of time where I would hold my poops in because I didn't want to poop. It took me too. This is when I was really young. I was just like, I didn't want to poop. So I'd hold
it
in.
Destroying your body.
I just hold it in until I couldn't hold it in no more. Oh, and I would have to just like rush. I'd have to rush
like,
to the bathroom.
Oh, you're like Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, that's basically what it was. Because you would like hold it in because I'm like, but I don't want to take the time to have to sit and you got to wipe and clean up. I'm just holding it in. I don't want to. Then eventually.
See, I have a great idea for what I call the absorbicouch.
Where you just shit in a couch?
Yeah, and it absorbs it.
That's going to stink.
No. Once it absorbs something, it sprays out like a mist of like scented stuff, right?
I don't know. I was
and
just
it'd be like a sponge, like, and then it would evaporate.
Like I was just telling you, I have cat litter in here, which has like stuff inside. So when I scoop it, there's like a scent that comes out. Like
yeah.
It's scent. And I was just telling you, the cat took a shit, and he kicks up the
right,
the, and it still smells like shit.
No.
So I don't think this is gonna work.
This is gonna work. We just need the technology for it because it's gonna spray, and it's gonna smell good, and then. Like the cup holders can turn into like bidets. So like you just squirt your butthole.
You know how gross that, dude, people can get pink eye.
No, they won't.
You take a nap on the couch.
It absorbs and it'll be gone.
So, but how long does it take to absorb?
Like instantly.
So it just eats it?
Yes. And then it like absorb, like it, evaporates into the air.
Okay. Why do I need a couch to do this? Why couldn't I get like a diaper that did this?
Because like
I could just shit my pants all
No, because you that'd be gross because you might have to clean your pants. This, you just change all your clothes into butt flap clothes. So you just undo the butt flap, you shit in the couch, it absorbs, it evaporates, and it's like sprays out like new car smell. And then the bidet washes your butt, right? And then that absorbs because it's wet. Any kind of moisture, it'll absorb. And, you know, you'll never have to get off the couch again.
I don't know.
Then we can bring it off to absorb a beds where you can just shit on the bed. Like fucking Amy Herm or whatever her name is.
Who?
Herd.
Who?
Fucking Johnny Depp's girl.
Oh, Amber.
Amber Heard.
I was like, who's Amy Hearn?
Whatever the fuck her name is. And like Vince McMahon, you know?
Oh, yeah, he does like the poop.
You know? So you could just, it just absorbs. I think it's a great idea. I think it's going to take off.
I don't know.
Patent it.
I
mean, you could be a VP of the Absorba family.
I don't know if I really want to be in that business, though. That's just like a lot of, sounds kind of shitty.
No, it's
going to be.
It's going to open a lot of eyes.
I would just rather just take a normal shit. Because this is what I learned as a kid that was when I'd hold my poops in. Is that after a while, because I'd hold it in long enough. I'm going to be honest with you. Up until I was in my mid-20s.
You held your poops in.
No, I didn't hold them in. But I just pooped like every couple of days. Like I didn't poop every day.
That's weird.
Like it wasn't until... Yeah, I was probably about like 25. And it wasn't because I was holding it in. I remember as a kid.
There's somebody's wife that's like that, but she won't shit for like almost a week.
Well, so what would happen is I would, as a kid, when I'd hold the poops in, I wouldn't poop every day, obviously. But then when I did, it would be like I'd have to sit there for a while because there was a lot of poop.
Yeah.
And so that's, so the misconception I had is that. Is that every time I had to take a shit, it was going to be this long drawn out process, which is why I held it in as a dumb kid. And then I realized if I just pooped when I had to poop, it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
You'd be done. But then as I got older, as I kept getting older, I didn't poop every day because I didn't eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't until I started, I remember it was in around 2014, 2015 that I started pooping every day. That's how recent it was.
Sweet.
Before that, I'd poop maybe once every 2 days.
Dude, I'd shit like in the mid-meal sometimes.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, you get up from the table. We go out to eat. You get up from the table. You're like, I gotta go shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big deal. But that was also when I started gaining weight. Then I started pooping. Oh. I don't know what was that. I just think I didn't eat much.
Yeah.
Which I wish I can get back to because it would save me so much money now. Do you know how much
you're gonna say time?
Would that too?
I wish I could only shit every third day.
I miss those days of only having to take a couple poops a week.
It takes up so much of my time,
and they were nice and firm poops. They were good poops. They were great poops. Some of the best.
The other day, kid you not, I was pooping. Right?
Okay,
three poops came out. I felt them. I felt them.
Like big ones?
Look, I don't know. I felt them come out.
Okay.
Well, I wiped my ass, nothing.
Oh, they just sucked.
Just dry.
They were dense.
Dry. Oh, like my butthole.
Oh,
nothing on the toilet paper. I'm like, huh, that's weird.
That's
then
good.
Then I look in the fucking toilet, and I didn't see anything. And I'm like, did I actually poop that?
No, I think.
Where did they go?
I think you had dense poops, because I had that where they're so dense that they actually sink all the way down. But it's, that was, because I've had that. But because I went through the period where it was like nothing but like mostly liquidy poops.
Yeah, I have that.
And then I had to work my way back out of that.
That's solids.
Yeah. You know what? You know what the biggest thing that helped? Not eating. I learned that. Fiber and not eating helps. So I'm just thinking to myself, it's like, if I can get over that eating thing, do you know how much money that would save me? That would save me hundreds of dollars a month.
Well,
I could just not eat.
Whip the absorber couch. You don't have to move when you have to poop.
Yeah, but it sounds expensive. Like, I'm trying to save money here. Nah. I just...
As the VP, you get 10%.
I don't know. 10% off?
Yeah.
I don't think that's worth it. That's not...
It's worth it, trust me.
I would rather save 10% on something else.
It's
I don't need that.
The future of lounging and pooping.
How about like, maybe on, like, Dubby, I'd like to save 10%.
And if you would like to use or save 10%, use the...
Yeah?
Let me restart that. If you would like to save 10% on your W, use the promo code 64BitLegends. Because this episode is brought to you by
www.w.com.
I can't. .net. .gg.
Or .gg, that's what it is.
I can't even get through this fucking promo.
www.w.gg.
Yep.
That's, and then use code 64BitLegends. You save 10% off. If you're not using that, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. I don't know. And I'll tell you what. You want to start holding poops in?
Don't drink W.
Don't drink W because it'll keep you pooping. I mean, in a healthy way, not in a bad way.
Yeah, get that energy up. Get that hydration.
Yeah.
They got plenty of new flavors. They got like cherry limeade that came out last week.
Yeah.
They're working on different concoctions all the time.
I'm pumped for it.
Yeah, W's a good shit. I use it every day. Or I drink it every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, use that promo code 64BitLegends.
Yep, it's a good one.
And you'll get 10% off.
Nope. No, I think, I think there's a lot of good ideas there. The poop couch may not be it, though. The W discount, I agree with.
You know, speaking of like energy and caffeine and all that, for some reason, when I was a kid, right? And this is, I'm talking like elementary school. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cool to like walk around with like a bottle of Coke. Not like cocaine.
But yeah,
like
a
bottle of like Coca-Cola.
Just to walk around with it?
Walk around and drink it. I thought it was cool. Yeah. I don't know why, but I thought it was cool. Like, I'm like, man, like I remember going to this kid's house in sixth grade. And like, when I grew up, like my mom wouldn't buy anything without a coupon or if it was on like discount. So like, we would drink a lot of like the Faygo Colas, RC, you know, but it was always either cans or 2 liter or 3 liters when they had the 3 liters. Never the 20-ounce bottles.
Okay.
Right? And I never knew why, and I just figured they were, like, too expensive or they were never on sale. So I remember going to this kid's house in, like, sixth grade. We went in his kitchen, and he opened up this cabinet, and it was full of Coca-Cola, and 20 ounces. And I'm like, dude, you must be rich because you have all these 20-ounce Coca-Cola bottles. Like, I thought he was rich because of that. And I told Moose that, and he was like, you thought he was rich because he had Coca-Cola bottles? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I did.
Well, honestly, there's a lot of times those bottles are on sale because they're, like, awkward.
Yeah.
Like, they're not.
I didn't know that. I just figured because I never had it, it was expensive.
Well, I think there was a period where I think when we grew up, it was, like, the last of that time where our parents looked at, like, pop as – there was a point in which a lot of parents looked at pop as this is something you don't need to buy.
Yeah.
This is not something you're supposed to like live on.
Mm-hmm.
And cause we would get like a 12 pack. I would get a 12 pack a week at my best.
Yeah.
Like there was a period growing up where I would get like a 6 pack a week. You get one a day.
Yeah.
At best. And then it moved to like, you can have up to 2 a day.
Right.
And then there was like a period where I've been to like been to people's houses that maybe are younger than us as time went on. And like their parents would just buy pop like crazy. They didn't care. It was always flooded. And then eventually like my parents became like that. They just had tons of it all the time. And I remember they hated taking back returnables. So that was my way to make extra money as a broke, like, high school, college kid was like, oh, I can just keep the money.
Right.
We had so many. So anyway, and now it's like so commonplace where everybody's, of course you're going to have sugar. And that's probably why diabetes is so high.
Diabetes.
But yeah, I think that's kind of why. Like I remember my dad used to go there and he wouldn't buy cans. He would buy bottles and you get whatever's on sale. So it would be like a 2 liter.
Yeah.
But what I hated about the 2 liter is by like day, like, okay, say we got it on Friday. By like Saturday, Sunday, that shit was flat.
Yeah. You had to really reseal them.
Yeah.
Like and tight.
Or you had to just drink it quickly. Like you'd have to, I had to make it last the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And so by the weekend, I didn't want anymore because it was flat. And he's like, well, I'm not buying anymore until you finish it. So you got to drink this flat. And I was like, this is gross. Or, you know, he would get like Pepsi for a while was doing this thing where it was like a, they did these bottles, but they weren't 24-ounce bottle or 20-ounce bottles. They were 16-ounce bottles.
That's what I got now. They still do that.
Yeah, so he would get those, and I would drink it, and I'd go outside, and I'd drink one, but then it would get warm and it kind of flat,
yeah.
And I wouldn't want it. And he would be like, no, you got to finish this. So I got to drink this, like, hot pop. It was sitting in the sun all day, and he's like, you just got to drink it. And my brother could do it. He was like, I don't care. But I was like, I can't. It's got to be fresh. It's fresh or nothing. I'd rather go without it than.
I do kind of like it out of a can a little bit better.
Yeah, well, because it's a reasonable size.
Yeah.
But I remember we would get like there was a period we were getting the shitty ones. Like I'll never forget. There was like a whole year where we were getting Diet Crystal Pepsi, probably because it was cheap. Yeah. No one was buying it.
Yeah.
So because I remember it just I hated the Crystal Pepsi. Because I was like, there's just something off about it. It doesn't taste the same. And I realized it was diet. I was drinking diet. I was like, no wonder this sucks. and then we get the RC or like the Faygo. And then my parents finally like made enough money that I get like a 12-pack of Coke, which, by the way, is so – man, this is like – I'm starting to become an old man because I'm bitching about the price of a 12-pack of Coke, but it's like $8.
Yeah.
$8 fucking dollars. That's why you come into my house, right?
Yep.
There's a stack of 12.
It's a pallet.
It was originally of Kroger brand seltzer, flavored seltzer waters. They're 12 packs,
yep.
Cans. I bought 19 of them at the beginning of the month. I had them delivered. That's why I bought so many because I was like, well, if I'm going to have them delivered, I'm going to buy a lot. And I go through between 3 to 4 cases a week because it's water. You can drink as much as you want. It's just water. They're $4 a 12 pack. That's why I can afford to do that.
Yes.
Now, back in the day, that's what, not even that back in the day. It was probably less than 5 years ago. You can get a 12 pack of Coke for the same price.
Well, when we moved out, when we lived at the original house,
yeah,
I remember I would get like 3 12-packs for $10.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have those sales.
Yeah, you can't
and
get
you can mix and match.
You can't get pop for anything near that. Not even if it's an off-brand.
Right.
You can't even touch it. Which, by the way, you're better off. Like I'm actually getting a healthier option because I'm just drinking carbonated water.
Right.
You know, but eventually I know that price is going to go up because they're. But anyway, my point is that that's what I would be doing now if I wasn't like health conscious. Like I would be just buying 12 packs of Coke. Like there's people I know that are like addicted to like drinking Coke and Mountain Dew and shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's like that's got to be putting them in the poorhouse between Coke, Mountain Dew, and cigarettes. Like you're just fucking. That's all you get,
dude. Yeah, I've been buying them at the store though now, but like, yeah, I was spending like $3 on a 20-ounce a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would spend like $10 a day just in the morning at 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
and then eating lunch and dinner out, like, just fucking adds up, man. And nothing's fucking cheap anymore. I can't eat. I'm happy when I go to a fast food restaurant and I don't spend $20.
Oh yeah, dude. I went and I'm down to my last 6,000 McDonald's points. I had like 50,000 a year ago. And because I've been just getting free Happy Meals for like 6,000 points. You get a free Happy Meal. And I looked at the receipt today because I upgraded the drink to like a large drink.
Right.
And they charged me 50 cents. So in the end, I have to pay 50 cents.
Yeah.
It's not bad. And... I went and I got the free Happy Meal and the drink, and I look at the receipt. The Happy Meal is like with the drink was like $7-$8.
Yeah,
I was like, this is more expensive than a few years ago. I'd buy a Big Mac. This is for a child.
Yeah,
this is insane. This is fucking what? But then I thought to myself, I was like, you know, again, growing up, this. I didn't get to have McDonald's. McDonald's was a treat. Like now it's almost an expectation. Like there was a period I was eating it every day, like for different things. I get like a breakfast sandwich or I get a thing, and I'm like, yeah, I You're not supposed to do that.
Right. And I, that's how I live my adult life, by getting fast food like every day. And I'm luckily the girl that I'm dating doesn't eat fast food.
Oh, there you
so,
go.
So like, that's not an option when we're together. So I'm like, all right, cool. Like, let me eat something better than fast food. Like, the fastest food that we'll get together is like tropical smoothie or Qdoba. Yeah. And I don't really consider those fast food, even though they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're, I feel like, a healthier option.
It's on par of what like a Subway used to be.
Right.
You know, Subway wasn't really fast food for a while, and then right. it just kind of became it. Yeah, it's that's been the big thing I've been wrapping my head around recently, was like, oh man, because I was thinking back, I was like, I was looking at the price of some of these things, or like 7-Eleven, for example, because I was in the app, which, by the way, you got to use this app, because look at this. I can get a 20-ounce Coke right now for $1.
Yeah.
I can get a cheese. Do you use the app?
I have the app.
Because I've got, dude.
I have 66,000 points. What? I hit 70,000, and then I used, like, I didn't pay full price in one thing. And
I can get free fucking honey boneless chicken wings right now. I can get a pint of ice cream for $1. Anyway, but the point is, as I'm looking at this stuff, and I was like, man, it's really expensive. Like, this is not, like, economical to be living this way. Like, what is going on? What's happening in the world? And I was like, or even this, like 24-hour stores don't exist anymore, and things close at, like, 9 o'clock. Yeah. And then it hit me. I was like, it used to be like that. Like, that's
right.
That's what it was like in the 90s. Like, we're kind of, we hit this crazy peak where it was like, everything's available constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, did we? And then I'm complaining because I'm fat and I'm fucking unhealthy.
Like, even the 7-Eleven down the road that way, it closes at like 11 or 12.
Yeah. And it's like, well, that's what it was supposed to do. That's why it's called 7-Eleven. They open at 7, close at 11. That was the whole gimmick.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah. Huh. They weren't 24 hours. They were just 7 to 11.
Yeah.
That was
interesting.
Yeah. They were open early and late.
I was this years old when I found that out.
Yeah. Yeah, they were 7, and then eventually they'd be open till midnight. And then there was like 24 hours. It was like McDonald's. The Mac the Night, is that his name? Yeah, the Moon Man. That was a big deal because McDonald's closed at like 8, 9 o'clock.
Right.
And then they're like, no, we're going to open up till 10.
Yep.
Nowadays, I've gotten in arguments in the drive-thru when I show up at 4 in the morning, and they're like, we're not taking orders until 4:30. And I'm like, I'll just wait here then.
Or it's like, the Wendy's by us over there.
Yeah.
After a certain time, they only take DoorDash.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, my cash isn't good enough? Like, you can't take my cash right here?
Nope. That's it. But I was like, wait a minute. There was a period of time this was normal. And now it's like,
yep.
Now we're going back. It's like, I remember Meijer was like the only thing open on a Sunday. They weren't open 24/7. They were just open till midnight, like now. They changed at some point. Because I remember there was a day I had allowance money, and I wanted to buy some toy. And I was just trying to talk my parents into, can you please just take me to Meijer so I can buy this toy? They're open. Today's Sunday. And they're like, well, yeah, but the mall's closed, or this store's closed, Toys R Us is closed, or whatever the thing is I want to do. Because they close at 6 on a Sunday. And I was like, yeah, but Meijer's open. Take me to Meijer. They wouldn't do it because it was now we're back to the, I don't think it's so bad. I just think that, like, or I was, there's something I raged out about. Fuck Amazon.
Amazon.
Okay, Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Right? Remember the thing? It was free shipping, which still is true.
Yep.
A little bit more expensive, but it's free shipping. So you got that, and it was like, at one point, it was like 2-day delivery. Yeah. And I bought something. I bought this hat I'm wearing right now. It took 4 days to get here. And there was a little, when I saw the delivery options when I bought it, there was a little piece of me that was upset. Now, I had to calm down because I remember that it used to take 2 weeks to have something arrive in the mail. Like, sometimes you had to wait up to like a month.
Sometimes you would have to collect a bunch of cereal box tops. And
yeah. And you'd have to wait 4 to 6 weeks after you turn it in.
Yeah.
Like, after you turn it in. I had a Star Fox watch. that my grandparents, it took almost a year for me to get that thing between the box tops, and then you have to send it in.
Yep.
And then it took forever to come. And I was like, cool. I got this Star Fox shitty little Tiger arcade on my wrist.
Since I don't have the Absorbabed yet, I ordered some sheets the other day.
Yeah.
One came that like the next day or 2 days after. One took like five days. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Unreasonable.
It's the same fucking sheets.
I just think we're hitting the point where we're getting old.
I know.
I didn't think it was going to happen. But it's happened.
But we're maturing and we're saving the world through this podcast.
We are. I think we are. I think we're making a big impact.
Yeah.
People are...
I mean, now people are going to go rewatch Saved by the Bell and wish Suge Knight was a part of it. And watch Eazy-E in the first two seasons.
I don't know about Eazy-E. That was not Eazy-E.
Yep.
I could tell you right now that it was not Eazy-E.
And fucking Sheamus starred in Clarissa Explained It All.
Wait, Sheamus?
Yeah.
The wrestler?
Yeah. He was Ferguson.
What? By the way,
yeah.
What was up with that? Because if you look at Clarissa Explains It, we looked at the clips.
Yeah.
The mom is blonde.
Yeah.
Clarissa is blonde.
Yeah.
The father is blonde. He's got blonde curly hair. Ferguson is ginge.
I think the ginge gene can be hidden. Like I don't think you're suppressed. Yeah, I think one of your parents doesn't necessarily have to be ginge.
Maybe. I don't.
Because I don't think that many ginges are fucking. Like,
yeah, there's ginges out there.
Yeah, but like for the ratio of new ginges to old ginges.
The old to new ginge ratio?
Yeah, like I don't think there's many ginges out there just, you know, reproducing.
I don't know.
They have no souls. Actually, on Instagram, there was like some college town. It was like recently because St. Patrick's Day is coming up. They had a ginger run. And so all the students like lined up like and all the gingers ran through them.
Are they just running like a marathon or
like sort of, but it was just like down the street.
So they line up a bunch of gingers and say, run from this end of the street to that end of the street.
And like all the students were lined up watching them. But it was only gingers that were running.
Were they doing anything crazy or they were just wearing regular clothes?
They were wearing like St. Patrick's Day clothes, like green.
But that's not until like Sunday.
I know, but it was like the ginger run. It might be the tradition like the week before St. Patrick's Day.
A bunch of gingers go out?
I don't know. I just saw it on Instagram. It's a thing. It's called the ginger run or the ginger run.
You want to know something? Here's a little factoid since it's going to be coming up to St. Patrick's Day here. And we're talking about gingers. So I found
Tim
this
Hartman.
Out. Yeah. So this is something I found out. So we all know, right, that the traditional, like, I say traditional, but like blackface is bad. We know this, right? Where it's
is
like
ginge face bad?
Well, hold on, let me get to that. But blackface is bad, which is what is it? It's a white guy putting black makeup on to accentuate, to pretend he's a black guy and he does racial stereotypes. Back in the vaudeville days.
Yep, the jive.
Yeah, and doing the shuck and jive and all that stuff. Very, very racist. Not good. Not good. We all understand it. We shame that.
Yes,
it's been taken out of commonplace.
Yes,
it's not accepted. Because back in the day, black people were not treated well.
Right.
They were not treated well. However, back in the day, the Irish were also not treated well.
Yes.
They were looked at almost the same.
Yes.
There were signs. I've probably seen them in history books where they would say, no, this and the Irish are not allowed here. However, there is ginge face. And they're called clowns.
Yes.
Clowns are ginge face, technically. Yeah. That's because think of it. For those that don't know this, you look at a traditional clown, not this weird modern shit.
Right.
Just a traditional one.
My white face.
Red nose, white face, red hair.
Yep.
Think Ronald McDonald, right?
Yep.
Sometimes they would put like freckles or shit on their face. That's what they're doing. And they would be wearing baggy clothes, patchy baggy clothes, because the Irish were poor.
Yep.
And they would wander around, and they had these big shoes they would buy because they didn't have any money, and so they would wear all this awkward, cheap, ragtag clothing. That's a clown.
Yep.
So next time you see a clown, understand what you're looking at and enjoying is a racial stereotype. Yeah. That is racist.
Yeah.
When you say that you're afraid of clowns,
that is also racist.
That is also racist. That is not good. You're afraid of the Irish, is what you're saying. Oh, an Irish caricature frightens me.
Yep.
You shouldn't say that. The Irish are your friends.
Yeah.
You should be shaming whoever is dressed as a clown.
Yep. Or anyone that looks like Tim Hartman.
Or Tim, yeah. What if he listens to this? He's like, why am I catching strays on this?
He owes me $50. That's why. True. That's why Tim Hartman.
He was in that movie once.
Yeah, he was, as a midget. Or a little person.
Yeah. So I leave you with that happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's actually why there are lower urinals in the bathroom. It's for midgets.
Yep.
It's not for kids. It's for midgets.
Yep. Yeah, people don't care about kids. That's something that was amazing to me. Speaking of kids, tie this whole thing together. Back in the day, like early 1900s, kids were treated like just small adults.
Yeah.
Like you hear about like how bad it was for kids growing up back and like how tough things were.
Yeah. Walking to school uphill both ways in the snow.
It's because if you think about it, they didn't treat them like a child. They treated them like a small adult.
Right.
So if you did that, if you took the, like now it's hard to wrap your mind around because you see a kid, you just want to treat him like a kid.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, look at this innocence and everything like that. But yeah, they would just be like, get out of here, you fucking asshole. Like, beat it.
Yeah, well,
that's why they would hit him. Because if an adult was being an ass, I'm not saying this is right, but if an adult is being a dick and you're like, why are you doing that? You'd punch an adult in the face.
Right. Well, like,
that was their thinking back
then. Like, what is it? Like, biologically? Like, you know, aren't we like how the Jewish like have like they turn into a man like at 13? Right?
Oh, like a bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Like back then, you know, way back then, they were treated like adults.
Yeah.
And you have to go, you know, once you turn a certain age. That's why kid like teenagers rebel against their parents because, you know, naturally they, you know, if it was fucking thousands of years ago, they would have just. Okay, well, you're on your own now. See you later.
Yeah, it's time for you to go out on your
own.
Honestly,
stop playing with that wooden train.
Yeah, it's honestly, I think there's something to that. I think because now there's like this thing where I noticed, like, I feel I didn't fully move out. I attempted to move out a couple times, but I didn't fully move out of my parents' house until I was like 25.
Right.
Now, granted, I was in college. Yeah. I didn't go away to college, so I didn't have a lot of money. So it just made sense. And I was able to live with my parents, and that's just what it was. I had a...
And that age is, like because I was... Just before I turned 25, I moved out.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I was like, man, I'm late to the game, blah, 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 blah. But people are staying with their parents longer and longer.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, so expensive to do anything. Well,
but my point was this. Is I remember... That was a detriment to me. I look back, and I was like, I should have pushed myself... Even though I knew I was still in college, I was still also working full time. I should have pushed myself harder to move out earlier.
Same.
Or there was a period where I did move out and I had to move back in, and I should have stuck through instead of like falling back on I'm going to live back with my parents. Like I look at that, I was like that was my time because I look back at there's that middle ground when I moved back in before I moved back out again. And I wasn't like in a great headspace. Like I kind of was like, I was miserable, but I didn't know why. And I think it's because it was time for me to go. Like I needed to get out.
Well, that and you know it gives you extra motivation.
Yeah.
When you're young and poor, to like be like, okay, like I don't want to live with my parents. You know, I need to make this much amount of money. I got to hustle. I got to do what I need to do. And that's pretty much like the generation before us did that.
Yeah.
Like our parents like would leave the house at like 18, 19.
Well,
and
I think that's something where you know, you hear about like everyone's complaining about like their mental health and stuff, especially younger people. They always talk about it. At least on TikTok, I don't know, maybe I'm just on some weird algorithm trip.
Right.
But they're always like Talk about, and I'm like, you know, you'd probably feel better if you were like on your own.
Yeah.
Because you're too busy. You're too busy to think about that. Like the worst that I ever feel is when I'm like that borderline between like being bored and not quite bored.
Right.
Where you're just like, I don't know. There's some things I could be doing, but I don't want to do them, but I don't really have a whole lot to do. And then you just get in your head and you get all neck. And it's like when you're busy, yeah, you're busy and maybe you're stressed out, but you're not thinking about like, I'm in a bad mood today.
Right.
Now, I say this because I can already hear people be like, well, wait a minute. There's mental illness and depression. I'm not saying all that. If you got to take your pills, take your pills. But I'm just saying, like, generally speaking, there's probably people out there that would feel a lot better if they just got busy.
Yeah.
It's like they say, you get busy living or you get busy dying.
The busy bee gets the worm.
Yep. The busy... Busy Bone.
Busy Bone.
He's in the house.
Yeah, they could have had him in, like, Family Matters. He's close enough. Cincinnati or wherever. Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland.
Cleveland to Chicago?
Yeah, Cleveland makes more sense.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were from Cleveland for the longest time growing up. I thought they were on the West Coast.
Dude, and they probably, you know, they probably met Easy on fucking the set of Saved by the Bell when he was in there for the first two seasons.
I'm not sure if I buy that. That's...
But... Anyway.
You're losing me there.
Until next time, I guess. you got some important stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah. There's a marathon stream coming up, I believe, Saturday.
March 16th.
The 16th.
316 day.
316? Austin. Oh, my goodness.
Austin 316 day.
It's going to be 316 day. I think that's the day I've landed on to do it. 12 hours of streaming. It's a four-year anniversary. I don't know fully what I want to do with it. It's going to be interesting. I had to kind of land on that because I didn't know. I was thinking, well, maybe I'll do it Friday. Or maybe I'll do it Thursday. But I was like, that's too early. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. Right. So I don't want to do it on Sunday because I want to go out Sunday.
Yeah.
And because my worry was is I didn't want the weekend to turn into like just a bunch of drinking.
You want to be blinded by the light?
Yeah. I didn't want to just be drinking all weekend because of St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. One day is enough. So the day I will. So, but that means the day before we're going to be streaming for 12 hours. It'll be 4 years of streaming. And I don't know where the future holds.
Yeah.
But I know that we're going to celebrate 4 years.
So check that out on twitch.tv/MelvinTroy.
Yep.
Check us out on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter or X, wherever else. Listen to this, click subscribe, like us, comment, do whatever. But until next time, what you gonna do, brother, when Eazy-E and Suge Knight show up on your favorite sitcom as a child to rough up one of your favorite characters because they own a spaghetti sauce recipe and they want to make a bunch of money off of it? What you gonna do when they run wild on you?